This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Republican gubernatorial candidate Heidi Ganahl unveiled her plan for Colorado's transportation system yesterday. She called for billions of dollars of new spending on highway expansions and pavement projects across the state. She said the plan would make personal vehicular travel a higher priority for the state. Also in her announcement, Ganahl took aim at a 2019 climate bill that seeks to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 90% by 2050. That bill has led local governments to abandon a handful full of highway expansions and road widenings to meet climate targets. The undersheriff for Clear Creek County is speaking out on the killing of a 22-year-old Boulder man by a sheriff's deputy. CPR's Allison Sherry reports that Christian Glass had geology work tools in his car, including a knife and a mallet.
In an interview with CPR News, Undersheriff Bruce Snelling says the deputy who shot and killed Glass thought he was going to stab a second officer on the scene. Snelling says the deputy thought Glass was a danger. Siddhartha Rathod, a lawyer for the family, says that position is unacceptable.
Police may not illegally smash out the windows of a person's car who has committed no crime and then create their own circumstances that they believe justify the killing of a 22-year-old boy. This is basic law enforcement.
Glass called 911 for help after his car got stuck on a dirt road. The local district attorney has said she is still weighing whether to send the case to a grand jury. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
In Denver, it's 80 degrees with partly cloudy skies. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 306.